This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 776. I am Brian Kilby, and hold on for a second while I buy this GoBot.
Starting early this week, folks.
Go ahead and take a drink.
Yeah. It's a Pepsi, Imperial Toys, Pepsi GoBots convert a plane. It's water walk, and it's on a card, and it is mine. Sweet. Thank you, Diecast, for pointing that out.
No problem.
And there's also Don. He was talking about the time he got lucky at BotCon, and he did not go where I thought he was going to go. This is all pre-show content. It's bleeding in. I'm sorry. Chris isn't here to keep us on the rails, nor is Rob right now.
I'm kind of here.
Oh, there's Rob. I didn't see you, Rob.
I have been up since 6:45, so I'm not exactly here. I'm as close as I'm going to get, though.
Okay. Well, we will try to don't fall asleep. If you do, I'll try to wake you up.
Okay.
Oh my God, with shipping this $50. I just bought that for $50. And there's Matt. Matt, what time did you get up this morning? But you do that all the time.
Oh, 3:45.
That's about the time I like going to bed. I don't
Same.
Go to bed.
Me yeah. too.
Yeah, I don't go to bed that late much. Usually like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's about when I got to bed last night. So yeah, 6:45 was kind of a little much, especially since I had to use Benadryl to accomplish this feat.
And I don't get a good quality of sleep when I do that.
No, I don't either. But
I was having sinus issues last night too. So I was actually up at like 1 o'clock before I got out of bed at 3:45. So,
arg.
Yep. So checking out the Discord, tfradio.net/discord. We have a question from Sean saying Don got lucky ? You need to go back and listen to pre-show. It's on the Patreon, patreon.com/TFRadio, or it will be. Let's see here. So a lot of stuff to talk about this week, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into the news. Let's see here. So Transformers Tuesday, Selects Legacy Target Master toy-based Cyclonus, or his Armada, depending on how you look at it. So he comes with Nightstick. Is this a new version of the Nightstick, or is this
no? It's the Battlemaster. The one that normally gets paired with Hot Rod.
I thought it was, but the toy looks great except for the stickers. I mean, it looks great, but I hate stickers.
The stickers are optional, just like on Galvatron.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I love this thing so much.
It's so pretty. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It looks good.
I'm not getting it, but I do like that they painted the eyes, because that was the only critique I had on the Voyagers the one we just got, is that his eyes were dead.
He's not like the perfect. Well, he is nearly the perfect toy in my mind. What he's lacking in creativity, he makes up in quality of execution. So anytime they want to do something new with this mold, Killing Jar, I am there. I will take this.
I mean, I'm a little torn on the stickers, because I know the quality of Hasbro stickers overall. And I'll be honest, whenever they do another line that has a Target Master themed side hustle, I really would like to see something new other than the Battle Masters. I doubt we will, but in this case, it'll work. It'll work fine, but it's a very nice looking package.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, sorry, Matt. I know they'll use the Battle Masters because those are more recent and cheaper molds, but I'd love to see them use things like this to get the Takara Tomy Target Masters from Legends over here.
Yeah.
And since they like to render old Fun Pub stuff obsolete, there are two other options for repaints on this, the Shattered Glass and the Space Pirate sets.
Oh yeah. So wait, what was one of them?
Eric.
Yeah, Shattered Glass was in Rodimus colors.
Oh, it was orange, I think.
Oh, Hot Rodish colors.
Yeah.
Colors.
And the white one, Ferric, one of the
Was it Million Publishing that was Strafe?
Yeah.
Okay, wrong. Okay, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a credit card exclusive.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what the exclusive was.
The pirate one was Ferrick from Squadron X or something. I can't remember exactly what it was called, but
yeah. Yeah, Hydra helped me get the Strafe, the one that was the credit card version.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't think I do. I'm going through all my crap right now, so maybe I do. I don't know. We'll find out. So, yeah, so that was really awesome. A lot of stuff to talk about, though. Sort of off topic, but Hasbro stuff is generally on topic for us. Tons of G.I. Joe classified stuff. And yes, I'm the guy who said that he was done with classified like a year ago. When I couldn't find those Target exclusives, like, you know, Baroness and Viper.
And then they unveiled Tiger Force.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons. I was able to get those figures. And then the bat and all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, lots of things here. And I'll talk about the most important one to me later. But, so we have Python Patrol Officer, Tiger Force Recondo, Tiger Force Bazooka, Dusty, Zorana, Crimson Guard, plus I think some retro-carded stuff that is not as important. So these all look really, really good. Like, Don, did you just thumb down Dusty?
No. I thumbed up Bazooka.
Oh, thumbed up Bazooka, yeah.
Yeah, because I've always liked
Bazooka. God, that Dusty, Crimson Guard looks great.
Oh, he does. Dusty was in a really great, heavy episode, but I don't really care about the character or the figure, but he was in a very good episode.
I really want... We were talking about this again pre-show, like the rest of the Dreadnoughts, you know, of course. But for that Zorana, I really need a mainframe. So, you know, so that they can be friends, you know, on the opposite sides. But, you know, they find something.
Where's my Sepentor?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet, actually.
Well, there's now they really need to, because I didn't cry, but I came close. So it looks like, I don't know if he's left WWE's umbrella or what, but Sergeant Slaughter is re-signed with Hasbro. This is why he left WWF years ago, or one of the reasons, but he is now re-signed with Hasbro, and there's going to be a Sergeant Slaughter classified figure, and it's beautiful. It is, yeah, it's... I can't zoom in the way I want to show it on the screen for people watching video. It is it's exactly what I wanted. You know, like maybe like do a V2 as well, but I didn't even have this version. I had the one that came with the Warthog as a kid. But I love it. I want it.
You can also do a Marauders version.
Yeah, because I got a feeling if they do a vehicle for him, they'll have to do that triple T.
It'll be a motorcycle like all the other G.I. Joe vehicles from Classified.
I mean, if anyone gets their own unique vehicle, it would probably have to
be Serpentor.
Well, yeah.
His chariot.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing he'll be in a set somewhere. Like Starscream and the Throne, you'll get the chariot and Serpentor in a box.
I don't even know what it is about this that hit me. It's just like I was overcome with emotions. Like, I'm not a huge Sergeant Slaughter fan. He's not even my favorite G.I. Joe. But like, I wasn't expecting it. But I love Sergeant Slaughter's the G.I. Joe character. It just caught me, and I'm like, oh my god, I love this. And you know, I'm gonna buy three.
His character needs to come with an itty bitty ditty bag.
That's what I was gonna say. Getting ready to say that, Matt. It needs to be a little accessory that says on there itty bitty ditty bag. You're reading my mind. Stop it.
Yeah, and we need a Jinx, and the Jinx needs like a removable
blindfold,
and there needs to be like a rotating like waist gimmick.
You say that, and I think of Shatterglass Soundwave's headband.
And then we need a Falcon that can grab onto her legs. We need a Nemesis Enforcer now for him to beat to death.
Haslab Cobra Law.
Oh, God. Globulus will be the size of Unicron.
Yep. Oh, God. I hate this. Maybe I'll just stop doing a Transformers podcast and it'll be a G.I. Joe classified podcast.
You know, I got a feeling they're going to eventually throw a G.I. Joe vehicle into HasLab.
They did a G.I. Joe vehicle. I mean, are they going to go back to the well that quickly?
What do they do?
The Sky Striker.
Sky Striker. Like, I forgot about that.
I think they could do a smaller vehicle for classified.
I bought the Sky Striker, but like in retrospect, it was a real miscalculation. They really should have gone with classified for a vehicle. Yeah.
As long as they don't do a Defiant through, because that would
that'd probably, be too grand.
I would probably buy a Defiant.
I would buy a Defiant.
I don't know. Given that we've seen slightly lower priced HasLabs like Star Saber lately, what about Serpentor and his Chariot for HasLab?
How much is that? Be what? Like, but like they could get by with that for like $60.
Well, I think
they'll Starscream that one. You'll get Serpentor like in a wave, and then you'll get Serpentor in his Chariot, like Starscream in his throne.
Yeah, I think if they did it, and again, this is what Brian off of what Brian was saying, they would do like Globulus, Nemesis Enforcer, what's her name that fought Jinx, and maybe a BET. As a set.
What was her name?
I'm trying to remember.
Vira?
Vipona? Not Vipona.
Vipera?
Pythona.
No. Pythona. 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 It was some silly name like that.
Meanwhile, I can just picture what's her name that fought Jinx, like in the G.I. Joe card font, just perfectly in my head.
Yeah. 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 Man. And the mosquito at the beginning. Like, yeah, never mind. So, there's a lot of stupid, never mind. So, yeah, God. Or, obviously, if we're talking G.I. Joe the movie, maybe, like, a Statue of Liberty, HasLab, and, like, the bomb, and a trouble bubble, and all that stuff.
There's so much from just, if you gave me a somehow of a set from just the opening movie, just give me something from that, I'll be happy.
A series of sets from the movie that stack up to form a larger Statue of Liberty.
Oh, or like there's like four sets, and when you turn the set around, it's the G.I. Joe logo, like, you know, I don't know.
Never give up, Don. Never say die. So
yeah. I'm on some kind of galaxy quest?
No. Okay, but that was the G.I. Joe stuff, but that was my favorite thing I saw all week, even more than Cyclonus. So Chris isn't here, but Chris is one of did the show notes, and I will be honest with you, I was multitasking during pre-show, so a couple things here are completely new to me. For example, this Red Magic Cross Transformers co-branded gaming phone. Yes, you can have your own Transformers gaming phone. It looks like something.
You live in China.
Yeah, it looks like it's something out of like 2007.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2007 AF.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the specs on them or anything, but like, we're not getting them.
No, and you know, honestly, like, if you want to transformerize your phone, just get a case.
Or a sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something. Okay. I saw this and honestly didn't care so much, but it is a Studio Series leaked Sideways from Revenge of the Fallen. Looks like it's probably mistransformed, but
it looks so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's from Revenge of the Fallen.
Pretty much, to be honest with you.
I mean, I saw someone say this on Twitter, so I can't give proper credit, but they said, it looks like Studio Series has some life in it that's not the 86 movie. And I'll admit, I'm kind of surprised that after reading that, he's kind of right.
I mean, there's stuff they could go to that, you know, that I would even buy. Wheelie, you know, we haven't gotten Wheelie yet.
Yeah, I'm sure they still have plenty of options left.
I mean, yeah, for God's sakes, there's Mudflap and Skids.
And I mean, even then, I mean, some of those toys are years and years old. They could start doing other versions.
Yeah.
Updates.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Studio Series isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
No. But yeah, so that is certainly something that is not on my buy list. Let's see here. I'm just reading this. I'm reading this Anchorman style. What Chris put in the show notes, leaked plucked chicken Dinobot, aka Toys Color Dinobot.
It sure was does any, look like a chicken.
Was anyone else kind of creeped out when they first saw that?
Yeah.
Yes.
A little bit.
Good.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to be interested to see what it looks like in person, because it could be just an issue of, you know, the kind of conditions it was photographed under.
Oh, but yeah,
it's just amazing how much, you know, just a little bit more like reddish tone to Dinobot's, you know, tan looks like, yeah.
The highlights of the bumps are very evident, more so than I am comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of characters that have a belt, like a He-Man character, but the belt is flesh. So it's the flesh belt molded in. It's that same kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it.
It's bad.
I thought that was like prototype colors or something.
No, I say it's bad. It's bad in the photo. This is why Hasbro doesn't like people leaking stuff, because it's not a controlled environment. This is why it's not good for the brand for people to just leak the stuff like this, because it's not in a controlled environment. Hasbro would much rather, you know, they control the message with this. So
that's why they do streams.
That's why they do streams. That's why. Yeah. So I wouldn't be excited for this anyway, even if it looked, you know, better, but I'm weirded out by it. Not going to lie. Let's see. Diaclone Twin Twist.
Looks nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It looks really nice.
Do we know anything else that's supposed to be in that Wreckers Amazon exclusive line other than, obviously Top Spin, but do we know anything else?
I don't remember seeing anything.
I think there was an Impactor.
I don't remember. I'll be honest with you, I don't.
Yeah, there was an Impactor that was slightly different than the first two. But so that's where the Top Spin and Twin Twist is going to be. It's going to be their new Golden Disc line, that series for them.
It's not going to be Golden Disc, but yes, it's going to be this year's.
It's going to fill that slot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Wreckers based, which means I'll buy them all.
I'll buy them all. I mean, I'll even buy the Pluck Chicken Dinobot.
Why? Why are you going to buy that?
I mean, I'm an idiot.
Okay. He hates it, so he's going to buy it.
Yep.
I'm actually liking that they're throwing these things at us that I can say, I'm not going to buy that because I said I was going to cut back.
They even actually have the correct Wreckers logo on Twin Twist as well. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to read this as Chris wrote it, because I don't have an eye for this. That's why we have Chris and Rob. Leaked images of Toy Deco, Scorponok, and Skywasp from upcoming Target 4-pack. Also from a YouTube video featuring stolen toys. I'm posting it that way. Screenshots from by Autobase Aichi. Scorponok seems to come with a show-based head, as well as the toy accurate one, as both heads are seen with unique paint apps, where the show head would be unpainted if it was a quote-unquote leftover. Makes a lot of sense. That's some toy detective work.
Hmm.
I like these Skywasp especially.
Yeah,
they are nice looking. I really do like the look of it, but I'm not like chomping at the bit to get them in hand. But they will definitely look nice on my shelf when I have them.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of either of these molds, but I kind of do admire the fact that they're getting the Halloween Horror Con decos out after all these years. So, and I'm kind of tempted by the Scorponok, but I think if I'm going to get a Toy Color Scorponok, I'll probably get the reissue if I can find it.
The Walmart one, Rob?
Yeah.
My local Walmart has like 4 of them. I can get one for you next time I go there.
Okay. I think I'll take you up on that, Don. Thank you.
All right, no problem. I'll try to stop by there tomorrow while I'm out running errands.
All right.
Don, you should be Don the Toy Guy. That should be like your, I know it's taken, but it's like, that should be your moniker instead of Headmaster Don. Don the Toy Guy.
I just like helping people out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's not like it's that far away to get to the Walmart. I'm like, I can look out my bathroom window and see the store, so.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so, Chris is, so like the name is not Skywasp, but just, you know, it looks like Skywarp is Waspinator. So again, I read things Anchorman style. Chris isn't here to correct me. So
Paladin said he was actually sad that the toy colored Scorponok didn't have G1 colors. And I'm thinking, I kind of want to see that now.
I do too, actually. Mm. That could be like if like Cloud was still a thing, that's something they might have done there. Something weird. Okay, that's it for the news. So. Running ahead of schedule, which is great because, so stupid.
Going to be a short show this week.
I don't know. Diecast and Don both have a ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go jump in first with what I got this week. And where did it go? It's down there. Well, I got, Amazon delivered my, Legacy Galvatron. I have not opened it yet, but I did cut it open and peeked inside, and there is a Galvatron inside it. So it's possible that it's swapped, but I don't expect that it is.
Not without new it is.
Yeah. Two other things I got. One, I replaced, so I think I've mentioned this before, but like I've done like some purges over the years that I regretted. My big purge was in 2006 when I thought that I was just getting out. I bought very little that year, and I thought, you know what, I'm changing course. I'm going to move and, you know, not collect toys, and I'm going to get rid of stuff. And I got rid of hundreds of Transformers. There's stuff that I got rid of that I wish I hadn't. But this is, I bought back something that I had given away at a BotCon to Recharge, Gabe Owens. It is the Encore, the Transformers Collection, number 13, Target Master Hot Rod. Hmm. I mean, it's not, there's nothing special about it. It's just, this is an edition that I specifically gave away.
But I've always liked that artwork. That's always been a really good looking packaging for that.
Me too. I got that off Mandarake with the exchange rate being so favorable right now. And the other thing I got also from Mandarake is a companion piece to something else I got, which is C78C, the Crystal Hot Rodimus. Hmm. It's pretty. So it goes with the black one that I've got. So I don't have both. So I'm trying to fill in the gaps of all these exclusives like that came out back then. There's so many that I don't have.
That's pretty.
Yeah. I've been working on trying to fill out those for a while. Matt, what did you get? You said you don't have anything on topic, but I'm good with that.
Yeah. No. Just real quick, I was in the mood for some old comics, so I picked up some collected editions of X-Factor.
Oh, those are the Epic Collections. That's a great line of books. I like those.
Yeah, so they don't collect everything, though. There's like a gap in between this, like back-to-back editions, but it's volume one and volume three.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. But still, good stories, and Brian, this is one you'll appreciate. I also got the Peter David Omnibus. X-Factor. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, nice. I need to get that.
Oh, well, funny you should mention that, Brian, because right now it's 40% off on Amazon.
Okay.
Good job, Matt.
See, I love Peter David, but I was reading his run on Young Justice is where I really got to loving his work.
I'm not a big fan of his DC stuff.
Yeah. Now, this is my X-Factor right here. Like, I love the original team and all the original five X-Men, but this is X-Factor as far as I'm concerned. You know, Havoc, Polaris, Multiple Man, Wolf, Spain, Quicksilver, and Strong Guy. That's my team. And it's just a really strong run of comics, too. But, yeah, that's all I got.
Sweet. Rob.
Yeah, I got some stuff. I got a bunch of things. Got a couple of volumes of manga I'd been looking for. I got the first volume of Devil Man. I got Gundam the Origin Volume 8, which luckily was not in Vermont, the way Amazon's tracking said it was going to be, since this was the second attempt after they lost it the first time. So got those. Got the premium Bandai High Grade Ifrit Jaeger, which is from the Gundam Battle Operation spinoff game Code Fairy that I did a playthrough of on YouTube last year. So let's see what else I did. Eventually I'll get around to the like one on topic thing too. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I've forgotten about because it has been a long day and week. Damn. Okay. The one on topic thing I got is I got Legacy Blaster. And
oh, you have opinions on that.
I definitely have opinions on that. I don't know. I just always liked how the simplicity of the original Blaster. It's weird because there I just have this strange relationship with how they end up doing G1 with joints, because wherever I'd be happy just have the original figure with some extra articulation, it seems to be when they go big on complexity and it just doesn't work for me. And Blaster is one of those places, you know. Dude turns into a rectangle. It should not be this complicated to get everything lined up and turn him into said rectangle. Meanwhile, Eject does the rectangle man thing just perfectly. It's easy to mess with. It looks decent. And I understand there's some differences there in scale and all that, but yeah, just really, really kind of not feeling Blaster. I think I prefer the Titans Return version on a couple of fronts, but Eject is perfectly fine. So hopefully we'll get one of those made out of a better plastic one of these days. But geez, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I got. And obviously, if I can't remember, it means it wasn't that important. So that's what I got this week.
Cool. Did we lose Matt?
I think we unfortunately did lose Matt.
Okay. So, Don or Diecast, who wants to go next? Don, since Don, his girlfriend, fiance, the fiance was showing this off on Twitter with Don without a shirt. Let's Don go. Don, tell us what you got. We need to know.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got quite a bit off topic first, so I'll start with that. The only Thor figure I wanted from the new wave, Mighty Thor, the Jane Foster one.
Yeah.
Picked her up, had a coupon code for Amazon, so I got her for a good deal.
It's that easy? Is that what Thor did?
I thought he just picked up the hammer. He didn't know coupon code required. But that's the only figure I wanted of that. This came back in stock at Walmart.com, so I got the Marvel Legends Doctor Strange. Even though I have the Toy Biz version, this is still a real good-looking Doctor Strange.
Show it. For people watching the video, I want to see it.
Oh, sorry. I thought I did. There we go.
Yeah, I want to see it. Ooh.
So that came back.
That's Doctor Strange, all right. Oh, I got my Doctor Strange Blu-ray. I don't see it, though. It's the 70s movie.
I've seen that. Oh, nice. It's very weird. Very weird. And I want to give a shout-out. I can't do it, but there were several people mentioning this on Twitter. Amazon was having a big sale on Eagle Moss Star Trek ships. So I picked up a couple of ones that I've been like on the fence for, but a half off. I definitely wanted to get them. I picked up the Prometheus from Message in a Bottle, probably my second favorite episode of Voyager.
Okay.
Good looking ship.
I have a second favorite episode of Voyager. I don't have a first favorite episode of Voyager.
Picked up
Caretaker is my favorite episode of Voyager. Yeah. It never got better.
Picked up the last ship I needed for my Enterprise collection, the bloated Space Whale, Enterprise B. The worst looking ship of the designs. Got the USS Kelsey Grammer or the Bozeman.
The Bozeman, yeah. Bozeman, which is still, as far as we know, in service.
Yeah, and it's again, Cause and Effect is one of my favorite.
Did you read the article that was recently posted about Cause and Effect about how they questioned, like they thought it was a joke when they first read the script?
No, I had not. I'll have to look that up.
It's very interesting.
I have to look that up.
That's a great episode.
And the last one I got was the USS Reliant.
Oh, nice.
It's the Reliant. Or is it the Miranda? Reliant? Miranda, you know, or whichever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got like all those for like $60.
Did you get anything off the deepdiscount.com sale that popped up?
I looked. There was nothing there that I really wanted.
So I ordered two the premium Deco Optimus Primes for like $15 that I didn't get from when it came out, but that order that was canceled. I did buy two Origins Castle Grayskulls to go with the other one that I have. So maybe I'll have one to open because I haven't opened my old one yet. One to keep, and maybe one for like speculation where I can sell it for like $15 in 30 years or my kids can donate it to Goodwill after I die. But you know, it's one of those things.
All right. Dipping into my pile of loot, that's been that BBTS for several months. I picked up Studio Series Wave Braun.
Okay.
Studio Series Bumblebee Movie Wheeljack. Studio Series Bumblebee Ratchet, who, as far as I can tell, in box does not have any yellowing that I can see.
Oh, wait till you take it out of box.
Yep. And of course, since I got the whole wave, I got 86 Perceptor. So I got that wave there. And we all know how much I love G2. Everyone who doesn't love G2 is something wrong with them.
And they
need some help. So I got the first two of Ocular Max's G2 Bruticus pieces, G2 Vortex.
Nice.
And he just came out, G2 Swindle.
Diecast is old. That was nice.
Yeah. So I mean, it's, you know, as soon as we saw pictures of that G2 Bruticus from a couple of months ago, I knew I had to have it. I just knew I had to have it. And those are all built in. There's no combining parts, although I think you can get another set that adds a little more to it.
Wait, his combiner bits are built in?
Yeah. Yeah, the feet and the hands are all built into the figures. Diecast, didn't the first version have like an add-on kit if you wanted more accurate?
If you wanted more hand and more foot?
Or more G1 accurate?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Continuing on with third party, I've got piece number 3 of Moon Studios Raiden, Iron Arm.
Will that be completed this year?
It'll probably be completed this year. Yeah. And these are about $100 to $110 each, which is still running about
$600.
It's not chump change. I know
it's not.
But when you look at how much the Takara is going to be over how long at this point?
Yeah.
So I got Iron Arm, and he's the
pants.
He's the pants of the group. He is heavy. He is very, very heavy. And, you know, I've got my scales right here, and in the box, he is pushing a little over 2 pounds in the box.
Wow.
So there's that.
The fourth one just came out or is coming out any day.
Moonshine.
That's funny.
Yeah, Moonshine. And he is the upper torso.
Oh, he's Shoki.
Yeah, so that's the Shoki version. And I'm going to save my best thing for last. It's too big to pick up, but I have Legacy Black Zarek.
Nice. Congratulations, Don.
Cool. So I got him. That he was the first piece that went into this pile of loot. So that's how far back it goes. And the last thing I got, which sort of surprised me.
A paper cut?
No. the short version is I have this version in red. And I wasn't planning on getting the black version. But when I saw they started, a lot of the places were starting to up the prices. It's like I was looking at one at an online retailer. And Brian, you remember I told you I had that Revenge of the Fallen Optimus Prime that had the battle deco? I was looking at doing a trade with them to get some trade credit. And then they upped the price $20 over two weeks. And then they sold out. So I got the Banana Force Black Sharpshooter, which is their take on the Darkfire Convoy figure that they came out with about 2 years ago. That Robots in Disguise Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and got the black because the black version was a little bit more limited. So I went ahead and picked that up. And that's it. That's what I got this week.
Congratulations, Don. That's a lot of stuff. Diecast. Okay. Take out the rear.
I got the G2 one that Don got, the MMC Frodo. I also got Big Blaster and Little Blaster.
What is
Big Blaster is the recording studio or whatever
it's a third party blaster, Brian.
Who made it?
It's
very flat looking.
That's the one thing. It's fully painted, but it's they used a very flat paint.
I can see somebody really finding that appealing. I don't dislike it.
It's not bad in hand. It's just, for me, a little peculiar.
Is that a screw in the back, in the top?
Yeah.
One screw in the back is weird looking.
Yeah, it's for a plate that kind of flips out and stuff. But, I mean, he's pretty clean for...
Just to think about if that came out 10 years ago, it would be, like, the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And now it's like, ho-hum.
But the Little Blaster came with the Little Skywarp that is part of those little Dr. Wu kits that I really like.
Oh, cool.
So I got Blaster and Skywarp. I got Starscream and Seaspray. And then I also got Power Glide and Thundercracker.
Awesome. I was really tempted on a couple of those sets and... You know, I was actually interested more for the Power Glide and the non-seeker figures. How are they, Diecast?
I like them. I've just fell in love with these little mini figures. I think it's Brian's fault.
Yeah, I love Spawns. Like that Sea Spray and Power Glide looked really interesting to me.
Yeah, they're
just Blaster not so much because I don't care about like legend sizing some of those unless they do something interesting with it.
But I mean, he's cool. He's, you know, but for this size, it's like what do you expect?
Yeah,
you know, I really enjoy them. The other thing I got another Fans Toys rig.
How many does that make?
I think that's four.
Why do you have four of Huffer?
It's a great figure. I really like
but
that.
But you can
figure.
Only transform one at a time.
I got the upgrade kit for the DNA upgrade kit for Bumblebee Masterpiece Optimus Prime. To get rid of the rabbit ears and make him a little bit taller. And actually, I wanted to mention they just released or they put out a pre-order for Kingdom Galvatron or the toy version too. That makes it a little bit bigger and a little bit nicer, which is kind of my problem with that Galvatron figure. It's just a little bit small for me. But yeah, I got the upgrade kit for that. I got another rig.
Okay. You're saying you have five of the same Fans Toys figure?
Yes.
Jesus
Christ. I went a little crazy.
No.
He's worse than I am.
Really?
I mean, I have myself,
so you wouldn't have to edit that out, Brian.
Yeah. I have, what, 15 bats?
But, I mean, that's something you're supposed to have multiples of because yeah. It makes sense in canon. We don't have a Sentai team's worth of Huffer running around.
That's true.
Yeah, I could have a army of Huffers if I want. I have an imagination.
Yes, but I mean, the money the other four Huffers cost you, you could have gotten other stuff.
I'm breaking Don's Dononomics.
And my mind.
What else do you get?
Well, you know, I got like three Teslas so far. I got my fourth Tesla.
So, you know, we're picking on him, but like, I got my fourth Micron Legend Shockwave, like, you know, last year. And that's just as crazy as having four of those.
Next thing I got was the Gigapower.
Oh, those are the gigantic ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
A Swoop shouldn't be that big. That's a gigantic box.
He comes with a stand and a whole bunch of other stuff. So he comes with accessories, but I really like the design of their Swoop. I don't know what it is exactly, but it just looks so nice. Now for the deep discount box that I got.
Yeah.
I got a Tigertron.
How much was it?
I forget. I think it was like $10.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, all the were. Stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah. I got another Scorponok. I got a Jolt.
Cool.
And not the gum that, you know, not the caffeinated gum that Brian likes, but
I love it. I was telling somebody at work today about it.
I also got an Optimus Prime key holder.
Okay.
Which is I thought was interesting.
Interesting.
And the last thing, which is actually for the Elf on a Shelf warmer, is this thing is huge.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah, the Jumbo Jet Optimus.
Yeah, it turns into a jet. Nice. I've never seen it before, but it looks really cool. I actually ordered a couple other things that I was going to put aside for our Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, I need to start collecting for that.
But unfortunately, those other things got canceled.
Boo.
Yeah, along with my Masters of the Universe Castle Grayskull. That also got canceled. Actually, all my Masters of the
Your Castle Grayskull got canceled?
Yeah.
And I got two of them? I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's like weird. Yeah, because I ordered a couple Masters of the Universe and they canceled that whole order. But yeah, I ended this is what I got. I got a whole bunch of Marvel Legends from there too, but I'm not going to go through those. But yeah, that's everything I got this week.
Sweet. Cool. Hey. We're making great time this week. So I want to thank our patrons at the Touch tier. If you want to get on this list, patreon.com/TF Radio, the beginning of the month is coming up. So beginning of the month is always a great time to sign up. But we thank our patrons at the Touch tier. And these patrons also can be on History on the Fives, and I'm going to try to post two episodes in the next 2 days or next 3 days to our Patreon feed. And we'll have one in the live feed in a week. But at patreon.com/TF Radio, you can sign up like these people: Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, Spider Bob, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahern, Blake Reynolds, Vegemite Mike, Jason Tate, Eric Griffin, and welcoming back Sabertron Toys / Angel Investortron. I love that name. That's a great Patreon name. So thank you all so much. You guys rock. You're awesome. And you help us out so much. Let's see here. Chris is not here. You can find him on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. And he has his Patreon for all of his photo stuff at patreon.com/playwithphotos. His website's playwithphotography.com. You can check out his Chris list on Amazon, tfradio.net/Chris list, to see what is on his wish list. Rob Springer not here. At Robo Rob Springer, Robo Rob Springer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. John DeLuna not here. He's at that John D everywhere. I am on Twitter at bkilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And I swear I will have more podcast stuff at briankilby.com in the future. It's just taking me longer because I have kids and time is the fire in which we burn. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
They can go to Rob Flails on Twitter, which is, well, mostly, it was originally mostly for, you know, flail throughs, my YouTube channel, but I'm trying to use it for toy stuff now too. Just kind of trying to, branch out a little bit and, reconsolidate. But, at any rate, yeah, I'm over there talking nonsense about something or other at some point every day. If you want to check out basically Gundam video game stuff, go to youtube.com/flailthroughs. You can see the mostly right now it's still Gundam Battle Operation 2 with the occasional other Gundam games when I have time. If you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can throw money at me for it and request specific mobile suits and specific weapons. And if you want to send me things, I've got tfradio.net/claylist.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast. You can see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews or youtube.com/RFCReviews. And my wish list is at tfradio.net/Diecast list.
Cool. Donald.
Hey, everybody, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR. Also, as everyone might know, I am getting married later on this year in October to a very wonderful woman. We are going to be going on a cruise for our honeymoon, and we're asking if you want to help out. We do have a wish list set up at carnival.honeymoonwishes.com.
Don, I set you up the perfect link.
I forgot, Brian. I'm sorry. I'm just doing habit.
It's tfradio.net/
wedding.
What? No, honeymoon. Hold on. I think I can look it up quicker than Don can read it off the page, which is an exaggeration. It's not true, but it'll be more memorable.
Right. But it's at carnival.honeymoonwishes.com. Use my name, Donald Ferguson. Find our registry. And if you are in a position to help where it won't be a burden and you do want to help out a little bit towards our wedding, our honeymoon cruise, we would greatly appreciate it. And again, I thanked everybody last week, but again, thank you to everyone that's contributed. It's really helped out a lot.
Yeah. So I'm pulling it up right now, having some performance issues at the website. I don't have time to fix it, which is my problem. See, anybody remember it? I should have wrote it down, but it's like tfradio.net/honeymoon.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, let's see here. It is
tfradio.net/honeymoon.
That's it. Honeymoon, honeymoon, honeymoon. It'll be easy to remember. It took me forever to get to it, but tfradio.net/honeymoon. That'll help Don out. Is that it? Matt's not here. Of course, he doesn't have anything to plug anyway. Short show, but that's exactly what I needed.
Same.
So, we'll be back next week. People watching live, we love you. come back, join us, tfradio.net/discord. We're here all week, but especially during the live stream. It's just always fun to chat with our people. So till next week, we'll see you later. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?